Welcome to the Detox for Your Life podcast, and I want to tell you that you don't have to stick with a bad decision. So I saw a post the other day that said, sticking with a bad decision is not a triumph of commitment, it's a failure of courage. The quicker you are to admit you were wrong, the sooner you can start making it right. And it made me pause for a second and wonder why so many of us, myself included, stick with some of our bad decisions. Let's say, for example, you realize that taking that job was a bad decision. But instead of starting to look for a new job, you tell yourself, well, I just started. It wouldn't be right to leave when I just got here. Okay, you can't relate to that one. Let's say you realize making that big purchase was a bad decision. But instead of saying to yourself, yeah, this car payment or this mortgage payment is too much for me. Maybe I should try to sell and find something that's more manageable. But instead of saying that, you worry about what other people will think. Okay, maybe you can't relate to that one either. Let's say, for example, you realize that that relationship that you're in or that marriage that you're in was a bad decision. Marrying that person was a bad decision. But you tell yourself, we spent all that money on a wedding. Or you may ask yourself, what will our family and friends think? But instead of admitting you made a bad decision, you choose to ride it out. And because you chose to ride it out, now you got anxiety, you got depression, you got frustration, you got health issues, you got sadness, you broke, all of that. Sticking with a bad decision is not a triumph of commitment. It's a failure of courage. And some people, they double down on those bad decisions, even when it's clear to others, and perhaps it's probably also to some degree clear to them that the choice was wrong, they double down on it. And that behavior of double downing may be influenced by their ego, their need to maintain a certain self-image, or maybe they're narcissistic and they rarely admit mistakes because it contradicts their self-perception. But even those of us who aren't narcissistic, we struggle with admitting fault. We might feel committed to a bad decision because we hope things will eventually improve. In relationships, for instances, we may hold on to that relationship because we're expecting a positive change in the end. There are a number of reasons why people stick by a bad decision. And I want to share a few of those reasons. One is that emotional investment. People often become emotionally invested in their decisions because they put a lot of time into it, a lot of effort into it, a lot of resources, whatever that is, into that decision, and admitting they made a mistake can feel like admitting failure, which can be very difficult to accept. Some people stick by those bad decisions because they have a fear of change. Even if a decision turns out to be bad, people may fear the uncertainty and the discomfort that comes with taking a different path, going in a different direction. They worry about the consequences of abandoning their original decision and whether or not they'll be able to navigate whatever that other thing is if they change course. Some people stick with their bad decisions because of cognitive dissonance. And this is a psychological discomfort that arises when there's a discrepancy between what you believe and the actions. People may rationalize their bad decisions to reduce the discomfort that they feel. We've all experienced that, or we all know somebody who tried to rationalize, you know, it's just a temporary, I gotta have this pain to get to the other side, to get to the, you know, success, whatever that is. We've all heard it from somebody, or we've all been guilty of it ourselves. We convince ourselves that the decision wasn't actually bad, or that things will improve if we just stick with it. If we just ride this out, it's going to get better. Another reason why people stick with their bad decisions is something that's called sunk cost fallacy. And this is the tendency to continue investing in a decision because of the time, the money that you've already invested, regardless of the likelihood of success. You feel reluctant to walk away from a bad decision because you don't want to waste what you've already put in it. I've been there. Unfortunately, I've been there on the relationship side. I'm like, nah, I need to see a return on this investment. Like, nah, he gonna change eventually. This thing's gonna turn out differently if I just ride it out. Nah, the reality is I need to cut my losses and move on. Social pressure is another reason why people stick with their bad decisions, because they worry about how other people will perceive them if they admit they made a mistake. They feel pressure to maintain a certain appearance or image, or they also may fear that their family or their friends or their coworkers, whomever, may judge them. So they stick with that bad decision. And one other reason why people stick with their bad decisions is optimism bias. Many people tend to be overly optimistic about the outcomes of their decisions, even in the face of evidence that suggests otherwise. They believe that things will eventually work out if they just keep pushing forward. But I want you to remember this. Holding on to a bad decision isn't a sign of commitment. It's a lack of courage. The sooner you acknowledge your mistake, the sooner you can begin to make things right. I'm Nicole L. Turner, your mindset coach, helping you shift the way you think so you can change the way you live. If you're in need of a mindset coach, you can reach me at detoxforyourlife.com.